Welcome to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. I'm Joey Roberts. It's time for 15 minutes of Fearless. Today, we're discussing selling on Amazon as a side hustle and my top tips for success. Many people are turning to side hustles as a way to make extra income, and selling on Amazon is the best side hustle that can eventually replace your 9-to-5 and beyond. This is definitely my opinion, but I absolutely love Amazon, and that's what I was able to do. I did Amazon on the side, and now I am full-time and fully obsessed with all things Amazon. But how can you succeed at selling on Amazon? Well, you're balancing so much. You have multiple priorities, limited time, perhaps limited resources. Well, let's dive in and explore my top tips for success. First of all, it is important to understand the basics of selling on Amazon. To start, you'll need to set up a Seller Central account. The professional account costs about $40 a month. You need to find a product to sell. Once you've selected your products, you'll need to optimize your listings with keywords, high quality images to increase visibility, and you have to attract buyers to shop in your store. The most important step that I just mentioned is finding the right product to sell. I did a 15-minute podcast recently on finding products to sell. Check that out if you don't have your product yet. I go through 5 ways to find products. Keep in mind, the product you start with does not define you. You are never stuck with your product that you decide to sell. You have to find the best product for you. And if you are like, hey, you know what? This is probably not the best product for whatever reason, then you can stop selling it. I love this about Amazon. It is easy to pivot and make small adjustments that have a big impact. Now, let's talk about my best tips for success in selling on Amazon as a side hustle. Set realistic goals with your money and your margin. While it is possible to make a significant amount of money, we're always seeing and hearing multi-million dollar Amazon sellers, right? The ones with the Ferraris and all the fancy stuff. And it seems like it should only take a short amount of time to get to multi-millions. And look, those people do exist. I know almost billion-dollar sellers on Amazon, right? Like, they are there, but it takes a lot of hard work. And I'll be honest with you, I thought when I started selling that everybody was making millions and millions of dollars and it was immediate when they started selling. That's really what I thought when I was a new Amazon seller. Yet it is important to remember that success, no matter what success you're building, whether it's your current career or it's a different side hustle, but it takes time and success takes effort. Set achievable goals for the amount of time and resources so you can realistically dedicate your time, your resources to your side hustle. If money is tight, you're probably not going to be buying the higher cost products, which is completely fine. You need to shop for products in your budget. So if you choose a product to sell for $200 or more on Amazon, you need to sell a lot less units of your product to hit $1 million in sales than somebody who's selling a $20 product. I also like to think about how much I want to make off of each product before I even commit to selling on Amazon. So this is in the product research part. I say, okay, I need to be making at least $100 per unit sold. This will keep me focused on product research for higher margin products. If you decide you're fine making $8 per unit sold, then look for products that sell around $15 or higher on Amazon, and that's your sweet spot. But just know, if you're selling a product for $15, then you're going to have to sell a lot more units than I was selling when I was selling products that are over $100 or more. I now sell in all price ranges. I actually have a product And my lowest price is $14 because it's just a product I wanted to sell. And I have products that I sell that are around $200 still. So now I'm playing with a big range. But when I first was selling, I had it in my head that I'm only going to sell a product if I make at least $100 off of the unit. And that's what's a right product for me to sell. It does not mean that this is a right product for you to sell. I'm not telling you to go sell in the $100, $200 range. I'm just saying, be honest with yourself about how much money you have to dedicate. And if you want to be buying products from suppliers that cost about $2 to buy, and then you sell them on Amazon for around $15, that's awesome. Just know that your price per unit sold will be anywhere from like $8 to $10, and go with it. Now, you might notice that I'm talking in dollar amounts. This is because I can't do percentages in my head. Most of the time when people talk about margins, and I'll put it in percentages for you, is the lowest percentage margin you should have is 25%. Now, I switch everything into dollar amounts because that's just how my brain works. I can't do percentages in my head. So if you're anything like me, give your brain a break and switch everything to dollar amounts. Now, if you're a realtor, you think in percentages, probably you know 3% of anything or 6% of anything because that's your livelihood. That's your commission. And that is why I switch everything into dollar amounts. I can add $100 to anything and I can quickly know my margins and not be fumbling around. And it's more important that I knew $100 on top of all of my other expenses versus sitting there trying to figure out percentages because it's my business and I can think about it and run it however I want, especially when it's in my head, right? Now, the biggest part about this is just knowing your numbers. Doesn't matter if it's percentages or dollars amounts, you need to understand your profit margin, your expenses, and your break-even point. Knowing your numbers, you'll be able to set realistic revenue and profit goals for your Amazon business. Let me give you an example of why I needed to know my numbers and a wake-up call that I had, and luckily, I knew my numbers. I was ready to bring on a bunch of influencers. I was doing influencer outreach and I was doing it myself. I didn't have a VA and I did not hire a company to do this. I was making my spreadsheets of influencers. I was reaching out on Instagram and YouTube and I was getting lost in the scene in my head of I'm going to have 50 or 100 influencers showing off my product and it's going to drive traffic and sales to my listing and this is definitely where I want to take my marketing. Well, I dug into the spreadsheet I had to look at where I was, and I realized with my inventory challenges and where I was with needing to buy more inventory, I did not have, one, the money to even give to the influencers, and I also did not have the product. I didn't have the money to put into the inventory to order the extra products, like 100 extra, to give out free to influencers. Some of that's because I was selling a higher priced product. But my point is, I had to scale back. And really, I only had 5 products that made sense in my budget that I could give to influencers. I was not happy with this, but I realized, hey, you know what? I'm going to have to market very differently than I would like to right now. And I will bring in more funds and put this in phase 2 or phase 3 of my marketing plans because it just wasn't in the budget. Another example is when I was ordering inventory, I was very close to running out. I was getting really nervous and I thought, you know what? I just need to order 2,000 units. And then I wanted to order 1,000 units of another product I was selling because I knew that I could easily sell the 2,000 units and the 1,000 units. But when I was working backwards and going through my spreadsheet, I had to realize I could not afford the 2,000 units that day. I would be able to afford the 2,000 units when the money was coming in from those units, but at that moment, I couldn't afford the 2,000 units and I could only do 1,000. This was devastating to me because I knew I could sell those units super fast and my business was taking off and growing, and I wanted to just buy as much inventory as possible. And at this point, I was funding it all by myself. I took money out of my savings. I had credit cards. And when those 1,000 units arrived instead of the 2,000 units and I had to pay the supplier, I was actually really happy that I had made the decision to only order 1,000 units and not the 2,000, because writing that big check would not have been possible. And a lot of times they require wire transfers. So it's like some of it can go on a credit card, but you have to wire the money over from the bank account. So especially when you're starting off, you need to have a plan to be building your inventory funds. Now, inventory management is definitely a learning process, and you have to know your numbers and you have to know your profit margins and your expenses and your break-even point. And that will help you completely organize your business for where you can allocate everything for inventory, for marketing, even your time. It cuts down on how much time you're putting into the business, because I wasted all of that time building my influencer list, which, by the way, I ended up exiting selling the company before I even got to use all of those influencers. Yes, I did hand it over to the person who bought the business, but it would not have made a difference in the sale or not. It was just kind of a bonus, like, oh, and hey, here's all these influencers that I really wanted to reach out to. Now let's talk about free money. Who doesn't like free money? Free money is in your margins. My dad always says to me, keep them delighted with everything but the price. This is some of the best advice I've heard for selling on Amazon. My dad didn't say it to me because I was selling on Amazon. I mean, when I started my first dog walking business when I was like 10 years old, he said that to me. He's like, Joey, keep them happy with everything, or keep them delighted with everything but the price, because he thought I wasn't charging enough when, I don't know, it was like 1989 or 1990 when I had this dog walking business and it was $5 for me to walk the dog. And he's like, keep them delighted with everything. I was like, well, you know, I'm pretty small and the dogs are going to probably be walking me. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to like hold on to the leash. So maybe I shouldn't charge that much because I don't think they're going to be delighted with my dog walking business. Moving back to Amazon, once you have steady sales and your inventory under control, then is the super exciting time because you get to push your price up. This is where all the fun happens. You have the marketing magic coming in, and now you get to find the free money in your margin. Increasing your price slightly will increase your margin, and that's why I'm calling it free money. Now, there's definitely an art to increasing your price. You want to please the Amazon algorithm. You do not want to do anything too drastic that's going to throw off your organic ranking or raise any like strange price alerts from Amazon, but it is definitely possible. And typically, we only increase our price when we start to run out of inventory. And that's fine. That is exactly what I did. I was starting to run out of inventory. I thought I'm going to increase about $20 or $30. But you know what? I was able to go up to $100. I remember I was selling for over $200 at that point, and an extra $100 in profit meant so much to my marketing budget that my mind was blown when I started to be like $65 and then $70. And I kept raising the price to find the threshold of when the sales would stop coming in. You can only raise it that much when you're selling the higher ticket products. But when you're selling maybe around $15, $20, $30, you can still increase your price in small increments, like try 50 cents or a dollar, or you know, figure out what works for you. And you don't want to do it all at once. There's definitely ways that you want to be strategic depending on your price point and even seasonal. If it's right before a holiday, I think, in my opinion, Amazon's a little bit more forgiving when we're putting things on sale and changing our prices up around the holiday. So that's one time I have altered my price, but then you're dealing with two variables. So if you're raising your price just because you're running out of inventory or you want to test the market, but you're also going into a holiday weekend where everything's going to be on sale, then you want to be careful because you have two situations there. You have a holiday weekend, and then you also have the increase in your price. And it's okay to increase your price at a holiday weekend because everybody's shopping. Typically, people put things on sale because they really want to blow it out of the park. But you know, that all comes in your marketing plan for the type of product you sell, especially if your product is not seasonal, and it's just something that sells year round. You want to watch what happens around the holidays with your product. Like, is it something somebody gives for Christmas? Is it something you want to put on sale, or is it a time you want to increase your price? So those are all in your marketing plan. It's okay to start small, but it's most important just to get started. That is where you start to learn and often see the magic happening when trying to start your side hustle selling on Amazon. You cannot be successful on Amazon if you never start. You're listening to me right now, and if you haven't started your Amazon journey, this is mostly because of fear. That is completely normal. While fear is a real feeling, it is irrelevant when it comes to starting your store because you can start with a small amount of investment and build from there. If you want my help to get started, send me a DM on Instagram. I'm at joeyroberts.official, or find my contact details in the notes below. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of 15 Minutes of Fearless. Until next time, stay fearless. Thank you for listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. Until next time, stay fearless.